I am Winona.
I am Ishmael.
I'm Linda.
I'm Gavin.
And I'm Mika.
I'm Martin.
I'm Joran.
I am Pring.
And I am Fox.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Tiana.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Sleepless night. I know you miss me. I'm Linda.
Yeah!
And others.
Banana Hot Talk is back. Hello, I'm Jessica.
And I'm Joran.
And I'm Mika.
I'm Gavin.
It's Gavin.
Seems like it's been a long time.
Gavin is back.
Wow, oh, where, sexy voice, Gavin.
Where is Neil? I'm about to say Edward, but I forgot.
Neil has got a new girlfriend, so Neil has no time.
Oh, fuck him!
And he's flown to Mars, back home.
Okay. Mars? Oh, where is Stormy, Lini, and that bitch, Edward?
Oh, they're gone, you don't know?
Why?
We fired them, because Edward is so bitchy.
Oh, how nice! We can say all kinds of mean things about him, and he can't fight back.
Okay, boys and girls, seems like we've got a more bitchy producer.
What?
No, we can't say anything about her. She's our boss now.
Yes, I'll be bossing around this semester. Watch your back.
Wow.
Congratulations!
No. Back to the
point. Don't leave our boss.
Back to the point. We are about to recruit more bananas. So let's see who... What kind of weirdos we'll find this semester?
Okay, let's see who's got balls.
I'm Fox.
Well, Fox?
I'm not Fox.
Can you sing the song Fox?
That man was so gay.
What does a fox say?
But he doesn't look, say, gay.
Okay, go on.
No, I'm not gay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm straight.
So do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Why?
Why?
Because there's nobody in
here. Oh, we all can see that. We all can see that, so don't question him. Don't hurt him, alright? Guys?
What?
Why are you here?
Why I'm here? Well, I don't know. It's just...
Louder.
You're lost?
No. Before I came here, They didn't tell me that people here, you know, bully newcomers.
What?
Excuse me. How dare you?
Okay, you look forward to a bully. And I'll give you one. Get out. Number two, come in.
I'm sorry.
Take
I'm
off
sorry.
Your pants. Go. Just go, please. Okay. No chance anymore.
So, who's next?
I'm Ishmael. I've heard about this radio thing, so... I try to be brave.
That's so touching.
Yeah.
And I really like your accent.
I lost my virginity.
What? What?
My job virginity, figuratively speaking. I have no boyfriend, no girlfriend, so...
Oh, how sad.
So you have no friends?
I have friends. But they are just friends.
Not that kind of
Okay, thing. I know, because, you know, the first guy, his name is Fox, and he's got a friend, and no boyfriend, no girlfriend, but he's got an animal friend.
Gala has just said a joke. You need to laugh.
You're making me look stupid. Get out.
Get out.
Come to the next one. My name is Winona, and I'm from Sichuan Province. And my favorite, my hobby is hanging out with friends and eating hot pot.
Why are you here?
Why? I came here because I love the name of our program.
She says
you like bananas.
She says she
wanted
bananas.
I love bananas.
The actual banana or the
That's cool.
Both.
You got guts.
Okay. Are you single?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Staying.
You can stay here.
You can stay here.
Really?
Yes.
Now get out.
You're in. Congratulations.
Now get out.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Next.
Hello, I'm Martin, majoring in international communication and journalism.
Very sexy boy! Even more sexy than
you. Thanks. Well,
you're a sexy boy. Second guy.
But I'm not a sexy person, right?
So, are you a guy?
Yeah.
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
She's asking about me.
Okay, whatever.
So are you single?
Yep.
Okay, you are in. Get out.
Thank you so much.
Next.
Hey.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Primrose. You can just
Primrose.
Yeah.
Primrose. Why rose?
Because it's kind of flower.
You know? Yeah, I know.
We all know that it's a flower.
From the name is from the Hunger Game.
Why? Why do you come to
a real drama anyway?
Because it's an interesting place, and you guys so
cute. Mean. Sorry.
Not mean. I just want to discover another side of me.
We'll find the lesbian side.
So you're in.
What? Okay.
Right. Now we can get out.
Congratulations.
Okay, bye.
Congratulations.
Bye.
Bye.
Next. So introduce yourself, please.
Yeah. My name is Rachel, and I major in internet and new media. Yeah.
Wow, that's a long.
Yeah. So long.
Long major.
That's a long name.
I love speaking English, and I like talking with some friends, and I choose Banana because it's a talk show.
Yeah. We're not friends, we're just bitches.
Not because
well, we're not going to be your friends, we're going to be your nightmares. Yeah. Okay, now get out. So guys, what do you think of these nerds?
I think they're pretty cool.
Why? Which one do you like best?
I gotta say is, oh god, I wish I remember
mind your
her
world,
name.
Mind your world.
Frame? Rachel is cute too.
Do you really like them?
Even though Prim is very cute.
Yeah.
What about boys?
Wow. Oh, I think Martin is a nice guy.
How do you know that he's nice? It's just sexy.
The minute we were talking about boys, Joanne was like, hi.
Because, you know, he can sing opera and he can sing songs, and he's going to join the RCUC's a cappella groups, and I think he's really cool.
Oh, cool.
You want his phone number?
I have his WeChat number.
Okay.
That's enough.
You do that in secret, right?
What?
Get his WeChat number. So what about you, Jessica?
I kind of love Fox because I don't think Fox is so...
I think you have a crush on him.
No, he's so not
too.
That straight as what he says.
Ever
so.
Since Fox got here, is all you're talking about, like, Fox.
Down there, the Fox.
Fox's face is too
what
big.
What does the Fox say?
I don't like that kind of boy.
Okay, actually, I don't like any one of them, but since...
You only like yourself, right?
No. I like you guys, but... I'm not so satisfied with them, but since they're the only ones who come here, I think we only got this option.
Yes. So these are our new guys.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Hello everyone, here's the BNN Newsline.
Let's see what we got today.
Hey, you know what's the hottest news these days?
Yeah, of course, the presidential election of America, right? It wins world's attention, and I have many friends watch their debate on the internet and using VPN.
And now, since Hillary and Trump had debated with each other for 3 times, the final result depends on the American citizens. So, who do you think is more likely to be the president of America in the coming 4 years or 8?
Well, personally, I hate both of them, but if you want to choose the worst one, I think he should be Hillary.
So, you mean you think a manic like Trump should be the president?
Well, at least it's more true, and Trump spoke out what he wanted to say, his true thoughts, far better than a liar. And you know, Hillary's attitude towards many major issues turned 180 degrees.
Yeah, I remember she used to say that the Iraq war was cracked, but now she has just denied what she had said. Also, as a Chinese citizen, I'm sure you have the same view as I do. We don't trust her, and we consider her as the worst choice because of her extremely anti-China attitude.
True, but actually, Donald Trump recently was in a big trouble, and he was accused by many women that he had molested them. It's funny that 70-year-old Mr. Trump still have that energy, right?
Oh, come on. It's not funny at all. To be frank, as a female, I really dislike Trump. I'm sure if he was elected to be the president, then the U.S. will be 迟早要完. He looks just like an arrogant upstart, not a candidate for president.
KKK, anyway. We have seen them catfighting during the debate. But do you have something interesting out of the playing area?
Of course, little boy. Mr. Trump accused Hillary of being pumped up during their second debate, saying they should both be tested for drugs before the third one. He said Hillary could not even find her car after the debate.
Well, hey, are you kidding me? Actually, Trump is more like the one who used cocaine and dope, and he attacked his rival like a maniac and barked like a dog into his repair it, right?
Well, God knows what the hell are the two drugsters doing. By the way, I read a report on the two candidates. It found that Hillary's vocabulary is much larger than Trump's. The rate of the appearance of the words really, disaster, great, Trump, and so on are very high, especially the words really. To some extent, the words they used can show their educational background and their range of knowledge.
But their sentences are much shorter than what President Barack Obama used in his 2012 debate, right?
Yeah, but can you expect more? The debate was a show, not a competition, actually. We just seek for fun, not serious decisions.
Exactly. And since the debate had finished, wish the two goddamn candidates good luck in their final votes.
Good evening, boys and girls. Welcome to Banana Hard Talk. It's been a long time. I'm Gavin.
And I'm Linda.
Let's welcome our guests today. They are...
I'm Martin.
I'm Ishmael.
And I'm Mika.
I'm Jessica. Prim.
And I'm Fox.
Why are you so cool, Prim?
Why are you being so cool?
I want to discover the other side of myself.
Okay, good for you.
And guys, I have just heard the latest Banana Newsline, and I've heard the news that the corrupt capitalism world, America, they're electing their new president. And I know that this time's election is kind of crazy, and I want to know your views about the two candidates now.
Hillary!
Trump!
Hey, chill, boys and girls. So, I can see that, Fox, you're against Trump, right? And so you support Hillary. And Martin, you're with Trump,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, with Trump. I'm with Trump, God with Trump.
So I want to know why you support Hillary
you're
and why you support Trump.
Why do I support Hillary?
Yeah.
Although I think Hillary is a bitch, but she's better than that maniac. Because I think Trump is so rude and impolite. At least Hillary has, you know, she has a good attitude towards her voters. Yeah.
Martin,
what about you?
I think probably a maniac is better than a bitch plus liar.
Of course.
And Hillary is just cheat and just did what he say, whatever she want, but she never did it.
Like Trump never did one.
Yeah, but Trump will do.
He never lied.
He will. He never turns his meanings and he just say what he want to say.
She's a nasty woman. Yeah.
Total crock of shit.
Okay, that's it for you, gentlemen. And I want to hear from the ladies. Jessica, what's your point?
Oh, I'm certainly for Hillary Clinton.
Why?
You know, it's really interesting to watch dramas on television, but it's not good to make our life to become real drama. Even when Trump was elected, I don't know how many wars will happen and how many interesting things will happen all around the world. But unfortunately, we're in the same world. The world we live with Trump. That's so terrible, so horrible, you know.
So I don't want that kind of crazy man to be elected.
Yeah, because she's not in America.
Thank you very much. Okay.
What about you, Mika?
I gotta say, Jessica was so serious. Like, you should be in weekly focus, not here.
Oh, she's throwing you out.
That's the ugliest irony in banana hot talk. Okay, go on, Mika.
And we are bananas, right? Bananas are all for fun, and Donald Trump is so funny.
Yeah, like Hillary Clinton is not funny.
Yeah.
She's so funny. Boring. So, all hail to Donald Trump. Yeah.
Prim.
Why Donald Trump?
You seem that you want to say something.
I hate him so much. Like, why a man with beautiful wife and daughters says something like, what a nasty woman. Wow.
You think the worst thing that
he said is that we say worst things to each other every day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Bitch, you bitch.
And can you imagine that if
you're pussy?
Hey, shut up. Okay. This is a serious situation, okay?
And can you imagine that when Gavin talked to you, that I would catch them on their pussies to talk to about a man talk about
she
this
love to.
Towards a
but,
woman.
But you just say, hey, did they look bitch, Gavin?
No,
hey,
mind your word,
kid. Mind your word, kid. You get it?
What about you, Ishmael?
Well, I'm for Trump. First of all, I want to vote, but I'm not a citizen of America. So, the very prior reason is that I'm really into Ivanka.
Wow, that's like his daughter.
Okay, you don't have a chance.
Second, I know.
It's not like you vote for him and you're gonna marry his daughter.
No. You'll be half his fortune.
If Trump will be the president and she will see Ivanka more, like all the time on television.
Okay,
and you know something like Idol. Second, Donald is rich. He is a businessman, and he clearly knows how to run a business. Countries, right?
Not even one penny will he send you, okay? Even he's so rich.
Don't be personal.
We are Chinese, okay? We're Chinese. That's the thing we want to see America collapse.
Definitely,
right?
Ishmael won't marry Trump's daughter, right?
No, never know a bitch like Donald Trump. If he was elected, he would never make America bad. He only would make the world bad, like China, like Russia, like the friends, or
the mess. You say China, Russia is a bad country, right?
For America, it's his
America.
Enemy. Sorry.
And I have a question for Team Trump. Someone assumed that if Donald Trump is elected, he will be assassinated after 50 days. What do you think of it? Do you think he pissed off some big guys?
Yeah, the big brothers.
The big brothers.
In America.
Yeah, probably, but I don't think there's any assassin who would like to kill Trump because...
Many people want to kill Trump.
Yeah, many people would like to kill, but many people would like to elect Trump, right? And I think...
kill him?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Actually, I guess Prim is going to kill Trump if she's in America because she hates Trump so much.
Well, if he can create more jobs.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a show. I don't care what
yeah,
what
if,
he
if,
said.
If he can create
what
more jobs,
do
you mean?
Create more jobs?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Make my country better, which...
Your country?
You said I'm American, so my country?
Yeah.
Okay. But definitely, Trump can create many jobs, right?
How do you know that?
Yeah, of course.
Why do you think...
It's the same for Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary has many rich friends.
Yeah.
Which
that's
side
what
are
Trump
you
says, yes.
Rich is good, right?
Yeah, I want to be rich.
Trump has about 14.
I've said it over and over again. Not only not even a penny will he give you, okay?
What about others? What do you think of the assumption? About the assassination?
I think Trump is gonna protect himself very well because he
knows
so
Chinese
rich.
Kung Fu or something.
He knows Chinese Kung Fu?
No.
Why are you so surprised?
You can imagine an old guy like Trump, like 70-year-old guy who can't just live fuck all the women and play with a lot of lovers. He have a good buddy, right? Better than Hillary.
Sounds like you have a crush on him.
And it is in the United States that Hillary won't survive after a month. She won't survive in less than a month after she was elected to be the president because of
the
bad.
You think she's gonna die after?
She's gonna die because of her bad body condition.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's a rumor. That's not a rumor.
Aliens?
Cops?
We're talking about human beings.
Neil's not gonna die.
Yeah, Neil is not here right now, but I'll send him your respect to him. So, I remember that one of you speak that Hillary is boring, right?
Yeah.
So I have a question for you, Team Hillary. We know Hillary is boring to death. So if you were in her public relations team, what would you do to develop her public image?
Just to destroy Donald Trump.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Hey, why
how could that develop Hillary's image?
You know, these two kind of, they go low, we go high.
Yeah.
Every time she said that, I want to slap her on her face.
Yes, just it's
plagiarism.
It's kind of like that.
She's so elegant.
Wow.
Always quoted from others. Yeah, she's high.
She's on drugs.
Are you saying that Hillary is on drugs?
No, I just mean that.
You just said she is high.
No, I just mean that's funny, because you said Hillary is not funny. But when she said,
but the not funny person tend to be funny during the presidential debate.
Whoa, what about Trump? Such a nasty woman. Yeah, and Mexican.
She is. What about others?
Well, to tell the truth, now we're comparing two crock of shit. One is Donald Trump and one is Hillary Clinton.
So you like the shit.
To be honest, those two kind of people are not very good.
Nobody likes shit.
Yeah, nobody likes shit, but Hillary Clinton has
four American people they have to choose from
two shits.
Yeah, no matter what kind of people we choose from, Democratic or Republic. We don't doubt their fitness for the presidency. But this time, we really doubt two of them. They don't have the fitness for the presidency.
But back to the question.
Yes, the reason why I support for Hillary Clinton. One part of the reason is his unhealthiness. That's because. If she was elected and died, the vice president would become the president.
You think the vice president?
Not even.
So you should be the assassin to kill Hillary Clinton.
Not at all, but I just think that even the vice president would be better.
Hey, remember the question. What would you do to make Hillary Clinton so.
That's a tough
not boring.
That's so boring.
Not so boring.
I know.
Well, the point is, politics is boring.
Oh, just kill.
No, politics
is not boring.
And let Trump to be her husband, right?
Kid, have you ever watched House of Cards?
Politics is not boring at all.
But from what we see,
politics is not boring. Politicians are boring.
No, Donald Trump.
Politics and politicians in America are all boring.
You mean her hairstyle?
Yeah.
Her hairstyle and her dress.
What about Fox? What would you do? What would you do to
Hillary? Is very funny. Indeed.
She performed really funny during.
In what way?
Why? In what ways?
Because you know when Donald Trump said, you know, such a nasty woman, and interrupted her for many, many times, like, wrong, no, but Hillary just continued to talk.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
smile.
You consider that.
Well, that makes her very funny.
It shows that she's very funny. It shows that she is boring.
You think it's
you're
funny
weird.
Because you laugh
you're
at everything.
She's supposed to laugh
yeah.
or what? Or
you laugh at everything.
No, you're a nasty man.
I say one
it
word,
that
laugh.
Harry did not have the ability
hey,
to
let
laugh,
him talk.
Right?
Let him talk, gentlemen. You're being like
Trump. It's okay. I think I made my point very clear. That Hillary is very funny because she reacted to Trump's interruption and rudeness like nothing. Her reaction was really funny.
Like Trump
maybe,
okay, Mr. Donald Trump,
her...
Trump or Trump the Jr., you have 2 minutes to answer the question.
I see the irony in here in your words. You said her reaction, her behavior was funny. Funny, you mean funny equals to hilarious. You know that? Hilarious
That's
is definitely
so cold.
A bad word.
I don't get it. Why are you repeating it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what
you're criticizing Hillary. You're not
Hillary
for
is
Hillary.
Hilarious, right?
Is it a timing we laugh?
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Wow, bravo.
Thank you.
you're welcome.
Oh. That's my point. Martin.
Well, to be honest, I think I'm not Trump the Senator, it's Trump Jr. I just think
you'd wait.
No, I won't be because every time Trump interrupts Hillary and to make the debate more funny, and Hillary just react like haha. Nothing.
Ha ha is
also funny. No, it's not funny at all because the way I ha ha is funny, but the way how Hillary did it.
Hey,
if someone sent you a smiling emoji.
Like
Fox.
So
I thought you just use that stupid emojis like in the WeChat.
But when you were in front of some guys like Donald Trump, you can't control yourself to put your feet on her face.
But back to your question. But
yeah, the question is
if someone sent my roommate an emoji of haha,
me?
I think that's funny.
I'm your roommate. Hey.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
Are you in a secret relationship?
That's a personal perspective. That doesn't represent any others.
Because every time I see Fox send me some really stupid emojis and the original emojis from WeChat, I think.
Okay,
like, don't talk to your father
back
like this.
Don't talk to your father.
Okay, since Jessica just said she doesn't like either of the candidates, but poor American people have to choose from those two sheds. So what do you think of democracy? Do you think it's just kind of drama?
Total drama.
Useless drama.
It's been worse and worse from President Obama to Donald Trump.
You know, we have used to listen to all those brilliant speech made by Obama and even his wife.
But Obama invested too much money on his
That's another
selection.
Kind of thing. But actually, Obama was a very good public speaker. But
yeah.
Trump, can you believe that?
That's,
in his three kinds of election
very
debate,
good comedian.
He has
but
only
that's
used
not,
4,
not the only
420
thing.
Words. That's like a junior. That's like a student in school, not a
but
president.
But you can't
okay?
decide a man only by his vocabulary.
Yes, but he has no... Vocabulary is the basis, okay? He even don't have the vocabulary. We
so you don't
one.
Think those
do you think we are
poor educated
yeah, actually, we
people
Chinese respect those elders who have greater vocabulary.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think, Team Trump? How are you gonna respond to that?
Well, I think
words?
I think we Chinese university students do not use more than 410 vocabularies during the daily time.
You have to have 6,000 words if you want to
understand
more.
But you don't have to.
But you don't use
that's
it at
nice.
All.
Just,
no,
that's
back to
great.
The point. What do you think of the democracy? Democracy.
It doesn't matter how much, how the vocabulary base of Donald Trump. It's just like her personality. It just wants to speak. Short sentences and to make it clear enough for the listeners abroad and to make us Chinese listeners understand what he is saying.
No, he's done.
And thank you.
Oh, maybe he did it on purpose because his voters are poor people.
Yeah.
How clever you are.
how thoughtful he
is.
That
may be true.
Yes, because from the, I don't know,
and you know, since Russian, since Russians support Trump, you know,
from the initial elections,
he warned close not to be like that, just to be close to his voters.
Oh, he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Smart. What a politician.
Yes.
I don't want to
see different reactions between.
I don't want to regard Donald Trump to be a politician. He just have to be a businessman. That's okay. If he would become a politician, that'd be great chaos in American society, I think.
That's a suicide.
Yeah, suicide. No, it's genocide.
Hey, you know, Trump is 70 years old. He must know more than, well, let's say 6,000 words. It's definitely not only 400 or less than that. I think it was just to be in disguise. Well, press himself closer to their to his voters. I think because his voters are a majority of them is from southern poor area.
Okay, but the South State didn't act like a five-star, solid gold, first-class idiot.
Well,
wow,
you're being so mean.
Oh my god, even for bananas. Oh, that's a praise! I like that.
What about Prime?
Why
are you still talking about Donald Trump?
Life.
Because
talk
more
about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you support Hillary Clinton.
Yes. Oh, the
only
reason I support Hillary. Because
Trump is a shit.
Yeah, that's because right. You're right.
Okay.
Okay, so you
have, got one more member.
Welcome to our
because team. Hillary is the worst shit.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Hillary is shittier.
Shittier.
I like that word.
I like it.
I like it.
It's just great.
Next time,
applause. Shittier.
Oh, the shittiest.
Oh shit, you are shittier than me.
You're writing the headlines of the tomorrow's newspaper.
Okay. Student in the CUC create a new word, shittier.
Shittier.
What? Why you guys keep saying that?
It's funny.
Look it up.
What's the next question?
Okay, guys. I think it's time we draw a dot to this conversation. But, one last question. We all know that in this room sit Chinese people, but why are we talking about an American election? So I wonder, why are we Chinese so obsessed with the American selection of their president?
Maybe because Donald Trump is so interesting. This.
It just got
so curious about who will win the election. Such a weirdo.
Yeah,
because one is shittier than the other.
Shittier, yes.
Shittier. I like shittier. That's kind of
curious about the result.
So you guys ever bet on any candidate?
Not like the vice president.
Can I change vice president?
Never.
Name him. The whatever. So whatever.
Mr. Whatever.
Okay. Whatever, Mr. Whatever is better than Hillary or Donald Trump.
Okay, but why are we so obsessed with it? They are on our media all the time.
Yes, it's real drama.
Even the CCTV.
Because CCTV wants you to know that the Western world is corrupted. Yeah.
And maybe CCTV and wants to you know, change your experience to be funnier.
Oh, yeah.
This is more wrong than I said.
It's a live show comedy.
This show will be cancelled.
It won't.
Like a sitcom. I like a sitcom.
No, we think it's really hilarious to see two weird. It's really hilarious to see two weird candidates like this, right? So, democracy is not that good. No, we can't say that.
Maybe it's because.
I like China.
Our lives are becoming more and more boring. We have no other choice but to transfer our attention on this election.
So
if your life becomes boring, it's time for you to listen to Banana Hot Talk.
Yes.
Back to the point.
It lights your enthusiasm for life once again.
Now, 3, 2, 1.
Trump, my fearless leader, his penis big and true.
What the fuck is that?
What the
fuck
is that?
Shut the fuck up. You guys are crazy.
No.
Don't be a bitch.
Should be cut off.
Yes. Where's your oppression?
Our fearless leader.
Oh my god.
Okay, my dear audience, that's all for today's banana hot talk. See you next time. I'm sorry for this mess. Thank you.
It's over.
Hi, audience. This is Banana Mini Theater.
Good evening, and welcome to the fourth presidential debate. I'm Mike Wallace from CBS. So talking that won't raise any eyebrows considering that doomsday of America is near. And for the children in front of the screen, please, I do advise parents to change the channel for your own sake. So, as welcome Mr. Trump, and may I say this yet, President Clinton.
Test, test. China. China,
okay.
Mexico,
Mr. Trump.
Disaster.
Mr. Trump, okay, let's cut to the chase. Today's debate requires no tactical skills. You just bend yourselves and entertain us meanwhile. So you go first, Secretary Clinton, and Mr. Trump, feel free to retort and cut in.
Thanks for having me here and whatever it is that's hosting us. First, I'd like to talk about the tape, which everyone is concerned about. Donald, you kissed women without consent, grabbed their... Oh my god, I don't know how to put this because it's too rude. Pussy! Which is
what
horrible to picture.
Woman.
And what you said in the tape makes us doubt about your qualification for presidency. Why are you still standing on the stage?
To put you in jail.
Okay, Mr. Trump, would you respond to that?
Okay, listen. As I said, that was a locker room banter, and that was 11 years ago. I have tremendous respect for women. No one has more respect for women than I do. No one. No one.
This is hilarious.
No, you are hilarious. He'll catch up. Hilarious.
Oh, you are so sweet. That must took you so long to come up with.
Much obliged. Oh, come on, baby. Give me a French kiss. Oh, I'm so gonna put you in jail after my election, and jail's in my bed, my little hill.
Yes, I want you to grab me not only by the pussy.
Wait, candidates, you can't make out here, we're national TV instead of White House. Billions are watching. Calm down, people. You know, I have once interviewed an elder man who's way better than these two fools, and now it makes me kind of miss him. Let's hope the hangover will erase the memory of the last and worst ever debate. Thank you. Good night. 一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。